Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
With me to hang out and have some fun, make fun of people who deserve to be made fun of. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. That's the best way to do it, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls. There's a lot going on up there, a lot you can get involved with. And when I say that, you know, truly, we've got a poll there usually. Hope it's up now. They've got stories that we post on a regular basis. You can find out about the upcoming shows. And there's a big donate button. That always helps too. Right? Social media has really just, and listen, this thing with Elon Musk, maybe it'll turn things around. I don't know. My crystal ball hasn't worked in a long time. But maybe it will turn things around. We'll see what happens. Maybe he can make a change. Maybe he can make a difference. But I don't know. And matter of fact, we'll probably have David Fisher on to discuss this and discuss what's going on with this, because I don't know if 9%, how much power that actually gives him. You know what I'm saying? All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Murkowski and Romney. Now, what I love about this is the AP News put out that it looks like that Judge Jackson is going to be confirmed because she's getting bipartisan support. Not all about you guys, but Murkowski and Romney. Anybody feel like that's bipartisan support? Seriously? And again, I say, there's a problem here. If she didn't know what a woman was, how do we know we're getting a black woman as a Supreme Court justice? So today, Senator Murkowski and Mitt Romney announced that they would vote to confirm the judge, Judge Jackson. It's a historic elevation to the Supreme Court, given President Joe Biden's nominee, a burst of bipartisan support. She'll become the first black female justice. Did anybody ever notice that they weren't this excited when Clarence Thomas was not only nominated but confirmed? Were they doing the same thing for him? I don't think so. Right? I mean, I haven't gone through every clip of the day, but I got to tell you, even today, as they're calling for him to resign, if you would, right, calling for him to recuse himself from any January 6th stuff. It's just amazing. And I think they know, they fear, or they know, that they don't stand a chance, truly don't stand a chance, in really getting anybody nailed on that January 6th issue. They're trying to get President Trump on it. You know that. The whole idea is to get Trump on it, to keep him out of politics. They're looking at these rallies that are happening all across the country, And they think they're worried. But here's the deal. Let's say for some reason, somehow, some way, they get Trump nailed on a garbage, some kind of garbage charge, right? Do you really think that that's going to put to rest DeSantis and others that could also draw that many rallies? Let me rephrase that. Could also draw larger crowds at these rallies. You think that would stop them? This movement, and when they start seeing what's going on, and if Trump said, listen, I can't run, but I need you to support this person, that person, this person, what do you think would happen? The senators from Alaska and Utah announced that their decision ahead of the procedural vote to advance the nomination. Democrats being pressed to confirm Jackson by the end of the week. GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine announced last week that she would back Jackson, noting her stellar qualifications, although she's missing one woman. Right? I mean, seriously, look at these are three squishiest Republicans we have. All three Republicans said that they would not expect to agree with all of Jackson's decisions, but they found her extremely well-qualified. Well-qualified? She didn't even know what the Dred Scott ruling was all about. Had no clue. How qualified can she be? The Supreme Court, a range of experience from courtrooms that few can match, given her background in litigation. Right. Well, with three Republicans supporting her in a 50-50 split, right, there's no way to stop it. The only way to stop it is for three Democrats to jump ship, and I don't think that's going to happen. Right? The Democrats have cited her deep experience in 9 years at the federal bench and a chance for her to become the first former public defender on a court. Is that how it works? Is that really what we want? Right? Don't we want somebody who really has a knowledge, a solid knowledge, a solid grasp, a solid hold of the Constitution? You know, I went round and round with somebody recently about this. Right? I mean, the Constitution is not a living, breathing document. Right? I mean, they were arguing with me that you know, they were arguing ageism, really. I mean, these old guys who put the Constitution together couldn't have known about Lady Gaga or electricity or the Internet. So what? We can change. We can change the Constitution. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran right after the break.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just, you know, being engaged, being involved, being part of, as we like to say. And again, truly get, if you listen, not just to my show, you know, find a couple other shows that you like that you know are telling you the truth, but if you actually listen, you would learn things that you could take out to other people when you're in the moment and somebody's challenging and or questioning something. You could say, wait, did you know this or did you know that? Right now, a lot of you are just spewing the Republican line, or you're spewing the last, Twitter title that you just saw. Don't do that. Seriously, don't do that. Get informed, then engage. Like this lady does. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Kind of pick up some of the stuff that went on during the weekend. Some of the stories that were kind of hidden, gone. Kimberly, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so far so good. I heard you had an eventful weekend. You didn't sit on the couch eating bonbons, right?
God, I haven't had a bonbon in so long.
Well, wait a minute. You're a white Republican woman. Or, excuse me. You're a white conservative woman. Of course you are.
I was going to say, don't
yeah,
call
I know,
me a Republican.
I know. I don't want to get hit again. Seriously here, don't you have bonbons and freezers filled with cash and all that stuff?
I wish I had a freezer filled with cash. It's filled with meat and gravy, Italian gravy. But it's not filled with cash. That's unfortunate. No, and I like to spend money too much.
Oh, you know, it is funny. Well, listen, the beef might be worth more than cash here soon. Things going the way they're going, right?
Yeah, I just recently looked at my inventory and I'm like, ooh, I need some beef. I have so much pork and I don't even, you know, care that much about pork. Pork used to be really cheap. I don't even know what it is now. I got to look.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been buying it because I had it.
In California, you know, what are we up? You know, I mean, seriously, I've watched the hamburger here almost triple in cost. But, you know, there's a new law in effect here in California that chickens, even chickens coming into the state, have to be raised a certain way. Cows.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
how much more is that costing you guys?
A lot. A boatload.
How much is a pound of hamburger, of ground burger? Not even Angus. A pound of ground regular, like 85, 15.
I'd have to go. How much is it there?
Here, my husband was just complaining that it was over $6 for one, like 0.13 pounds. 1.3 pounds.
I gotta look, but I know the last time I bought it, I wouldn't swear to it, but I'm sure it was like $8 a pound.
Wow.
Okay, that was a while back. I buy mine at a restaurant supply place, like 10 pounds at a clip because it's cheaper.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, everything has noticeably gone up in price. Look, what I used to go to, and I buy the same stuff kind of like when I go, you know, every couple of weeks, you know, you got to pick up this, that, and the other thing, little odds and ends. And what I used to spend like $40, $50 bucks on is now $75, $80
to walk
out of the store. No joke. I walk out of the store with two and a half bags of groceries, and I got an $80 bill.
Yeah, no, it's everything has gone up a lot. I noticed the same thing because I'm not even. I do. When I go to the grocery store, it's usually recon missions because I want to see. My husband usually is the one who goes the normal weekly stuff, but I go for recon missions to see, you know, what's the grocery store look like? Do they have fillers in the food, you know, the meat aisles? Like,
oh, you go down to that level. Oh, my God.
Oh, I notice every. My husband's not going to notice because he goes more often. So when I go, I'm scoping everything out. Like I'm using my my analysis brain to see what changed. Like I think I told you one time it was in the chicken area, and usually, you know, chickens piled high, they have all kinds of chicken, but there were fillers in it, quote unquote. So that there were like ribs, whatever, barbecue ribs in it, and then bacon. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm over here like all sketched out, I'm like, yeah, that's not normal. My other people might not even notice that, right? But me, no. I'm like, nope, that's not normal. And then, like, the bacon section, which was not a bad thing. It was, like, all extended out. I'm like, no, that's not normal. So I notice these things to notice, you know, if something sketchy is going on with the food supply.
Oh, no, we've seen it. We saw it with years ago. They passed a law that the chickens had to be free range for all intents and purposes. They had to have so many square feet of freedom per chicken. I guess the chickens got together and, you know.
They unionized? Did the chickens unionize?
They must have unionized or something. And all of a sudden, you know, no, these are these animal rights freaktoids that, you know, they want to get out there. They saw too many chickens together, too close together. Oh, my God, I can't believe they're living. They're going to kill these things in a couple of days. What are you worried about?
But I personally buy free-range chicken that doesn't have antibiotics and all that stuff. So
well, the antibiotics I can see, you know, and all that stuff. But when you get down to, what do you need, 4 square feet of chicken? Do they really need that much room?
I also buy free-range chicken eggs unless I get them fresh from my friend who has, I love, she'll just come up and she'll just hand me 2 dozen eggs. And they last forever because they come fresh out of the chicken's butt, so.
we go in the backyard and get them from
Chickens. Oh, yeah, you have your own chickens. See, you know. I have to get them from people because I am not getting chickens. I refuse.
I go, you know, when it gets slow with the eggs, I go outside with a chicken carcass, you know, from the store. And I dangle it in front of them and go, ladies, this could be you.
Ladies.
You know?
You might be dinner if you don't start producing.
Yeah, it's really, really, yeah, it's interesting. Let's just put it that way. Okay.
Well, they produce more better in the spring and summer, right, than in the winter?
Typically. They produce, you have to talk to Tammy about that. I have no clue.
Well, because I know
I don't know. She picks it up more than I do.
My friend's chickens are, like, crazy producers. Like, sometimes she'll come in to a class with 8 dozen, and I end up taking 4 dozen home because there's only so many eggs people can use, but I will use them. And I know that they last forever. I just leave mud on the counter. I don't even put them in the fridge.
Okay, so you ready
for
this?
Fresh eggs are so much better.
All right, so lean ground turkey is $4 a pound. Lean ground beef is $8 a pound.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go look up my market and see what they got.
Now, if you go to, what is it, 90-10, right, beef?
Yeah, it's more expensive.
It's $11.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll take the fat, thank you. Much more flavorful. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly and I, we're having the shopping hour here. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is facing revulsion and accusations of war crimes as the world is seeing streets and yards outside of Kyiv strewn with corpses. The bodies appear to be civilians, some possibly killed at close range. Germany and France reacted by kicking dozens of Russian diplomats out of their country, suggesting that they were spies. President Biden says his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, should be tried for war crimes. Here in the States, two more Republicans have signaled their support of Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The support from Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Utah's Mitt Romney all but assures that Jackson will become the first black woman to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. Murkowski and Romney joins Maine Susan Collins as the only Republicans who have signaled their support for the nomination. The Dow closed up 104 points. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Just be involved. Right? Just be involved. Make sure you get the information you need and push back. We need more of you pushing back with truth. Not with the stuff that you see coming across your smartphone. It ain't so smart when you just read titles. Let me tell you what. Kimberly Moore joins me. She does every week. Always love kicking a week off with her. Getting the information we need to go shopping. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, but that was a real awakening for you. I mean, with the prices here in California, they're out of control. Look, right down the street from me, the gas has gone almost $7 a gallon. Now it's like $6.99 for one, $6.49 for the other. That
oh
kind of thing.
God, it was $3.99 down the street this weekend, right. And I thought that was a deal because another place in a different city was $4.29 for our regular unleaded.
I can't stand it. anyway, all right, let's hit some of these crazy things that are going right now. I love the, you know, they talk about bipartisanship, right? You always hear that. So apparently what we're hearing now from AP and a few others is Judge Jackson will be confirmed with bipartisan votes.
Of course you will, because I heard that useless.
Yeah, sack of suds. There you go.
Yeah, I'm trying not to say the word that I want to say because
you
it's not. Yes, you did. Romney and Susan Collins are both voting for her.
Well, I said, how can you call it bipartisan? No. You got that one up there in Maine, too. What's her name?
Susan Collins.
Okay, you got Collins, right. Murkowski and Romney.
Of course, Murkowski is. She's so freaking useless.
Yeah. And so they're all voting for her. And I don't know how they call that bipartisan because I'm not so sure. Okay, yeah, they're registered Republicans.
Republicans, but they don't behave like Republicans. And
they
certainly don't
Republican
represent
way,
their...
Right?
Yeah, they certainly don't represent their constituency. Pretty sure the people of Utah would not be for a judge who was lenient on pedophiles. Okay? Yeah. Pretty sure that would go the same for people in Alaska and in Maine.
Oh, yeah, no question. I don't know where these guys figure into all of this, how they figure that they really understand what it is that people want. I mean, I think it was Murkowski said that she'll bring a whole new, atmosphere of the Supreme Court, a range of experience from the courtroom that few can match.
Yeah, letting pedophiles off easy. Yep. Pedophiles off easy. That also went out and recommitted crimes against children. Yeah, that's what she'll do. Idiots.
But and who's the other one from Maine? What's her name? Susan Collins.
Susan Collins. Right? What did
she
say?
She talked about the stellar qualifications as a federal judge that she would bring to the Supreme Court. I'm going.
Stellar qualifications. Sorry.
No, you're right. But here's the thing. You know, they talk about this stuff, and one of the things that I get refreshed whenever I do these constitutional classes, the judges, even the rulings coming down in the last 10, 12, 15 years, you very rarely hear with backup that this law is unconstitutional, which is why we're shooting it down or whatever. You always hear the Supreme Court, as of late, always talk about another court's ruling in a case similar, which is not what they're supposed to be doing. If they truly are the Supreme Court, then they should be looking and tying it against the Constitution and seeing if it passes muster that way. Not what another court said.
Right.
You know, just nuts.
Yep.
And it's not going to get any better anytime soon. All right.
Nope.
Biden hunting.
Fix is in.
Hunter Biden.
Oh.
Oh, we already knew the fix was in. When they asked the first question to her, you know it was done, right? Don't you love how they beat us up?
No. I mean, the fix has been in with these judges for years. It's, we've been screwed as Americans for years. And, you know, the Supreme Court is our last place, the last place Americans can go to seek justice against an unjust government, against, you know, that's done something wrong to Americans, and just doesn't really work that way much anymore. Really doesn't.
Wow. You know, it was just kind of sort of released that Hunter Biden, his Secret Service detail, it's costing him about $30,000 a month to rent a mansion and have the Secret Service there. So
next to his $20,000 a month mansion. How can he afford that? Might be the Chinese government and the Ukrainian businesses and the money laundering for his
now,
daddy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Hunter Biden couldn't possibly be qualified to sit on the board of an energy company? Are you suggesting that?
I am saying that factually. I am not suggesting it. Hunter Biden is unqualified to do jack or squat in pretty much any field in life. Okay? That's just a statement of fact. That's not even an opinion.
And people in different parts of the country don't understand that where these mansions, quote-unquote, are being rented, they're beautiful. I mean, the mansion itself is beautiful, but the views that they have, where they're at, that kind of thing, right on the beach. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, it's Hunter staying next to Daddy.
You know? It's just amazing to me, like I said. But these are all things. Can you imagine if anyone, you start lining up some of the things that's going on with Hunter and Joey B. If any one of these things, not the multitude of 10, 15, 20, 50 of these issues going on, any one of these things went on with Trump and family, it would be a 7x24 news cycle, wouldn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, and they'd be under investigation. And impeachment proceedings would have probably already have begun.
God.
You know?
And this wouldn't have gone out, would not have got out if there were starting to probe his taxes. Now, here's the thing. So, where do you think this goes? I'm curious.
Nowhere. Nowhere. It goes nowhere.
Really?
Republicans don't have the balls, and they're part of the swamp. It goes nowhere. Look, Joe, when we knew Comey lied to Congress, did anything happen to him?
No.
We knew, oh, God, there's going to be a bulldog fight. Cut it out. Sorry.
As long as you're not yelling at me, we're good.
No. So we knew Comey lied. Did anybody ever put him up on perjury charges? No.
No.
How about Lois Lerner? No. How about... Eric Holder, nope. What's her face? Hillary Clinton, nope. None of these people got charged with perjury for lying to Congress, but regular Americans have. You and I would be, and we'd be in jail.
Oh, no question.
They did not. They did not. There is definitely a different justice system for the political establishment hacks versus the rest of us. And, you know, of course, if you are again, you know, if you have political opponents, you can also try to get them, which we saw, put in jail as well or brought up on trial. But nothing will ever happen to Biden. Joe Biden should not be president. He couldn't even get a security clearance based on his son's dealings alone. That is such a huge security risk to this entire country, possibly even on the world affairs, that it's either it will come back to bite or it already has and we just don't know it yet, or it's going to. I mean, who knows how much is involved with the Ukraine stuff? Because Ukraine's been a money laundering place for all these wealthy scumbags for a long time.
Right.
Because it's massively corrupt. They can get away with it.
What's happening out there, when you start looking at what's going on, like I said out there, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And the White House, they're in a constant state of walking things back or saying what Joey B. meant was. Kind of like, I don't know if you heard this. Did you hear the story about him telling, he gave a speech and he was talking about how the time that he met a trucker by the name of Big Mama, right?
I just read that. I just read it and I burst out laughing.
You know, I'm thinking of myself, he makes it up, but listen, he's so demented. He actually believes these stories. He probably could tell you what they were wearing and what they looked like and how to, because he's made these stories up in his head.
And he probably sniffed her.
Stop it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. I've got to go throw up. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I always like to say that. But then to me, anyway. You're listening to Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, California had a law. Let me bring her on, because this will make her start to spit nails, right? Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. So, Kimberly, the Governor Nuisance signed into law, I don't know, what, a couple of years back, and they've added to it since, where corporate boards had to have more diversity. They had to have more black members to the board. And as of late, I think it was 2 years ago, they now had to have more LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG members to the board. So they were forcing them to have these people on the board.
Yeah.
And I've always said, corporations don't care about color. The only color they like is green, right? You're making money? You're bringing in money, you're helping to bring in money, you're in.
Yeah.
You're good. And finally, a judge with two brain cells are rubbed together, stepped up and said, no, it's unconstitutional. You cannot dictate to a company, a private company, how they're going to operate. You just can't do it.
So oh, good.
We'll see. Oh, you know, he loves spending taxpayer money appealing all kinds of stuff. So, you know, he'll appeal this all the way up. But, I mean, think about the lack of brain cells they have to think that they're going to force a corporation to have gay and lesbian and transgender people on there, people of color or non-color or what have you. They have no business doing that.
No, not only that, though. I mean, I don't care what somebody's sexual orientation, skin color, genitalia is. If you're going to be a good board member and you're going to make this company successful, I'm all for you. Give me a blind application or a blind resume. I don't care. You want the best people for the job. It doesn't matter. You can't base it on stuff that has nothing to do with the job. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And as a woman, I'll tell you right now, as a woman, I don't want to get a job because I'm a woman. I want to get a job because of all the resumes they looked at, but they looked blind. They looked at mine and said, you know what? She's got the, this candidate has the experience and qualifications that we need and want for this job. Bring her in. Or hey, bring this candidate in. That's how I prefer to look at applications blind.
Yep.
Because I want the best. When we hire people, we want the best people. We don't base it on all these other factors.
No, I agree. I totally
we get a variety of people that way. We get men, women. I don't know if anyone's gay or not because, you know, not everybody's all, I'm gay.
Is there a box on the applications now? You know, are you LGBTQ? I mean, seriously, stupid. It's totally asinine.
It's not on people's resumes, and typically hiring managers don't see that. They just see the resume.
Right.
Which usually, you know, they have a name on them, but you can't always tell with names either. I've interviewed people who I had no idea what the person was going into the interview because you couldn't tell.
Right.
By the name. You know, some names are out there.
That's true. But even so, you and I both know that when, first off, as being somebody in that position myself for years, you know, you look through the resumes, you look for the most qualified person, you throw away the ones that aren't qualified.
Yep.
And then when you get to the ones that are qualified, those are the ones you call in for the interview. And
yes.
You don't call them in based on, you know, color, gender, or any of that stuff. You're calling them in based on what you saw their qualifications were.
Because you want people to work for you that are qualified for the job. You don't want people to work for you that might have a few of the things you need, but you're forced to hire them because of their skin color or their sexual orientation or whatever. That's ridiculous. And the fact that we even have quotas is ridiculous. Look, I understand years ago, we probably needed affirmative action for a little while because of the times back then, right?
Right.
We probably did need it. But guess what? We don't. We don't now. This is not, it's a non-issue. And, you know, I know plenty of people of different varieties. No, I was going to say varieties because it's not just ethnicity anymore. Nobody wants to get hired based on those things that have nothing to do with the actual job.
Well, what about the new trustee, right? I mean, seriously, she will always have that stigma or that label attached to her that the only reason she was considered is because she was a black female, and that's the president that he was going to go after.
Oh, my God. That to me, was horrifying. I would be so offended. If I knew that a job was looking specifically for a woman to do, you know, this certain job, and that's the only reason I was brought in, I wouldn't take the job.
There are some exceptions to that, right? I mean, like Hooters, I don't want to mention.
Okay, you know that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's like a specific, you know, just like Chippendales, you know.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
Hooters, you got to be a hot chick. Chippendales, I don't even know if they still exist, but you got to be a hot guy. Actually, I think around here it's called Men in Motion. I think they do have it.
I think Chris Farley killed Chippendales, but whatever.
Oh my God, that scene was so good. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
those are different things because those positions, well, I, you know, they're based on looks, but why would you still hire a bad waitress or server?
No.
Or dancer? No.
And you're going to look at looks and qualifications. Right? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude here, but let's just be honest about it. Okay, if you went to apply for a job at Hooters and you had like a negative A cup, I'm not so sure they'd hire you.
Well,
you kind of have to have
Hooters to work at Hooters, right?
That's what I mean. That's how ridiculous it gets. People go, well, they should hire any girl. No, actually, that's not the whole thing.
So I was in years ago, and I have a picture of this sign somewhere. Years ago, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and there was a strip joint, and there was a sign. We would drive by it, and I never noticed the sign. There's a sign that said, 9 pretty girls, 1 butt ugly one. Come in and check it out. I'm like, pulled over to take a picture of the sign. I did not go into the strip bar.
Well, good. But, I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, no. It's not that I haven't been in them. Come on now. But that was hilarious. It was just a marketing, obviously, and a marketing ploy. But, yeah, like, you know, there's certain things that there's certain times that those things are necessary requirements and qualifications for certain jobs.
So let's switch gears because I want to touch on this and then hit another story, which is the Sacramento shooting. Okay, 12 people were injured, 6 people were killed, and you know Joey B comes out right away, talks about new gun laws that we need. We need background checks. It's like, okay, stop. Just stop. There's nothing you could. These guns were stolen, or one of the guns was stolen. This was a fight that broke out. But here's what's really interesting about this. Every single weekend in Chicago, you have multiple people shot, multiple people killed. Have you seen Joey B come out every Monday morning and go, we got to do something about this? We need stricter gun laws, you know, so things like this in Chicago don't happen.
This story is going to go away anyway because they arrested one of the suspects and he's black. So it'll go away. Because this is probably just a typical gang shooting.
Yeah, well,
it's probably what it turns out. I mean, there's mass shootings all the time involving gangs and druggies. Yeah.
Yep.
You're right. Every weekend in Chicago, all the you know, inner cities like that. Because I just looked it up. His name is Dondre Martin, and he's 26. So this was probably some kind of fight between rivals or something. Who knows? Well,
It started off with a fight.
It started off with a fight. Yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning after the bars let out. Gee, I'm surprised. After the bars let out and, you know, fight started physically and then went to guns from there. So this is not, there is nothing, to your point, there is nothing anybody could have done.
No, and he has an illegal, he's been charged with illegal firearm possession. So he illegally had a firearm. How are we stopping that? We already have laws against that. Oh, by the way, assault is illegal. Oh, wait, one more. Murder is illegal. And I'm pretty sure it's illegal to be walking around open carrying rifles in the streets of Sacramento.
You know what? They probably had signs up and these guys just didn't see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, criminals always obey those gun control signs.
All right, so listen, you can't let this one go. We only got like 2 minutes left. You started a little bit of stir on Twitter this weekend. How did you do that?
So every once in a while I get a good one. So David Hogg, the useless little March for Your Lives gun control tool, tweeted something that said, uteruses should not be more regulated than guns, which, of course, we know that's not true. So I responded, and I said, since you probably have a vagina but not a uterus, let me explain. My uterus doesn't need a background check. I can bring my uterus anywhere in the world without restrictions, and my uterus is concealed without having to get permission from the government to do so. Those are just three of them. I could have went on and on, but I'm just like, all right, just quick. Oh, yeah, this is. I keep getting hits on it because apparently people liked what I had to say.
Oh, my God. Well, he sets himself up for this stuff, too. I mean, this is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and again, they love this gun thing. This just turns them on to no end. And there's no basis of fact or no basis in fact the stuff they're talking about. All right. How do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right. See, people, it's real simple to get a hold of her and watch her browbeat guys like David Hogg. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.